iltaa. Kareisen Jani. Tärkeimmät hitit kuuluu sulle.
Welcome back to Finland. Why don't we?
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
How does it feel like to start off your first ever European tour from Finland?
Oh dude. Well, what a good place to start. We love it here.
I mean, ever since we've been here, we've wanted to tour, so we're finally
It's like a giant, beautiful IKEA here. And I love IKEA.
Like an IKEA.
Dude, not everyone. Like, do you not want to just live in IKEA?
No,
like,
I
want to live in Finland.
I don't know what you see that's like IKEA.
I don't want to live in IKEA.
I'm telling you, it's just the architecture, the rooms, the design in your studio right now looks like IKEA.
Well, everyone's also very, very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So is everyone in IKEA. I'm just kidding.
And Jack's even got a Finnish ice hockey team shirt on.
Yes.
Oh, fans gave them to us at the airport.
So, yeah, Zach's got one.
So I have my actual last name on the back of it too. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. I think we all got one, right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna wear it through the whole ice hockey world championships that are on now?
I'm gonna wear it at the show.
I will wear it every single day of my life.
You're gonna wear it at our show that we have tomorrow.
Yeah, we're playing at we're playing at Nostori.
So I heard you were a little bit late from the schedule because there were so many fans waiting for you at the airport.
There
How
were
does that
a
feel
lot.
Like?
Yeah, that was crazy.
There was probably like 150.
Well, that's a massive amount of people.
No, it was crazy. It was, I mean, and they're all so sweet here. That's what we love about traveling internationally is they're so sweet to you. And they brought a lot of candy, cool shirts. Mm-hmm. Some people drew our faces and they were really good.
Yo, this one girl drew all of our family's faces too.
She drew my dad. It was so funny.
I have two dads and she drew both of them. I was like, how did you know both of my dads?
One girl just drew my foot.
Okay. So are you all used to that amount of fan base you've got already? Like, do you get used to that?
I feel like day by day, it honestly gets crazier each day. So we're going with the flow, and we love it.
We're good at adjusting.
What's crazy is coming to, especially with this European tour we're doing right now. A lot of these cities we haven't done a show in before. Actually, most of them we haven't done a show in before. So it's really cool to come over here, and you know, there's a lot of hype around the shows and the concerts. You know, we're excited to perform, and the fans are excited to come to the show. So it's really cool, and we get to see a lot of new faces, and yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing your fans have done to you?
Oh man. Well, one time actually in San Francisco on the U.S. tour that we just finished. Mm-hmm. They broke the decibel level of a gunshot.
San Francisco.
From they screaming. Were louder screaming. Than a gunshot.
Yeah. Seriously.
It was insane. If you're coming to the show, bring earplugs
and
so
they
that
threw
you don't go deaf.
It's funny. I see all the parents every time like we talk, like the fans scream, and I see all the parents when they scream go.
He's plugging his ears for those that can't see Jack. Headphone. Also, there's a new trend to throw bras on stage.
Oh, they do like they love
Yo,
to
yeah.
do that,
and it's like, a new trend.
They're massive bras. Like,
are you intimidated of the size?
I am intimidated. There was almost like bigger than our faces.
There was one that was like kind of sweaty though, and I wasn't about it. I was
How
like,
did you know it was sweaty?
Yeah.
Well,
he checked it. Come on,
you felt it. Yeah.
I checked on Twitter that your fans stayed outside your Madrid hotel for 4 days.
Yes, yep. And they nights. Did. They stayed literally through the
what's
night.
What's crazy is me and Jack. Like we woke up to girls screaming our music outside.
No,
like,
yeah, they
we had
our
window cracked and they were just yelling.
They
our
had
music
like a nice blanket. They would
song.
Just lay it down and stay the whole night, and then the next day they were there still, and it was crazy.
Did you go and take them food or something?
Oh, yeah, we hung out with them. It was
cool,
fun.
Cool. So, if someone doesn't still know that Why Don't We has a massive fan base and how massive it
you.
Has grown, I've got some
Pakistan
stats. Globally, in a year, you've had over 120 million song streams, gathered 2.4 million Instagram followers, had over 140 million views in YouTube, and now you have over 1.7 million YouTube subscribers.
That was off the dome.
Yeah.
How Dang does that feel?
Like that feels like insanity.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't even like know what to say about that.
I mean, we've for the last year just been kind of having fun making music, and we didn't really know what would happen. We just were kind of doing it out of fun.
It all happened so quick.
It happened so quick. Yeah. So it's been gnar.
Once again, that's the fans. They're just the best group of people we've ever met.
Do you ever have time to just stop and look back at all the things you've accomplished?
That's the thing, is everything's so like fast paced. Like, we're going to a new place every day. Like, it's hard to like take a step back and like,
we're already 5 steps ahead.
Yeah, like we're just doing stuff all the time. So, I think
all the time.
It's definitely important to like even you know acknowledge where we're at right now and yeah. enjoy the ride. But it's hard to sometimes.
Yeah, just keep your eyes peeled.
What's the biggest thing you've learned since you started as a band? Work
hard. The biggest thing I've learned, probably to eat cereal more efficiently.
Yeah, like, I've never like, thought I've loved honeycombs, but, mm-hmm. like, now I love honeycombs.
Okay.
Bro, have you ever had Gobstoppers?
You know, I think one thing I learned was, you know, just hard work pays off.
That, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
And take your vitamin C every
day. Yeah, yeah,
take
drink a vitamin lot of water. D as well.
Oh.
And D.
I just learned something.
Stay hydrated, drink a lot of water.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Eat chicken.
Oh, Pedialyte. That's the best electric lights you can... Electrolytes. No, listen. I fix myself...
Electric lights you
listen,
can buy.
I fix myself, jerkheads.
How many watts are those electric lights?
How many watts?
I'm not giving you another big shield, bro.
No, please. Please.
No.
I need a big shield.
No. I got a blue AR.
Your band name, Why Don't We? It tells that you're very spontaneous, guys. What's the most spontaneous thing you've done as a band?
Jack, what are we going to say in 3, 2, 1?
Banana.
That was spontaneous.
The most spontaneous.
Wait, how did that just happen?
We're a band.
That's the most crazy. Spontaneous thing we've ever done as a band is probably make the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the most spontaneous.
That took a lot of not thought. Actually, we kind of just were hanging out, and we were like, why don't we make a band?
Yeah.
And that's what's so fun about it.
Yeah, because you're all from different parts of states, aren't you?
Everywhere. Like, we're around America.
Yeah, so how did you first met up?
Well, we were all solo artists before this, right?
Yeah.
And then...
spit it out. Come on.
And then... And then
I met
Zach and Corbin. I toured with them actually before the band. So like we became really good friends. Then Jonah.
I actually didn't like Jack.
Yeah, no, I hated Zach.
I hated him.
But continuing the story.
It's a lie.
So yeah, I met Jonah at some show in LA and then Daniel in New York for something. But yeah, so we're all friends before this. And then one time we're like, yo, why don't we go to LA? we went to LA and we're like just hanging out, just to hang, not even to like form a band or anything. And we ended up singing together, and it was magic
It all happened.
Literally, we said, "Why don't we make a band?" And
it felt right.
And then we Millie rocked on all the haters.
So track.
I think we need to sleep more.
also a little bit.
We're a bit delirious.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
We're a little let jag.
Let jag.
Traditionally, every member of a boy or a girl band, they have their own kind of type, like the Spice Girls and with Sporty Spice and Baby Spice, etc. Do you all have your personal things?
I'm called Noodles. I know that.
That's Jack
for obvious reasons.
For your hair.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, his nose. Everyone says
everyone says that Jack looks the worst in baby blue.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, Jack is wearing a baby blue hoodie right now.
Just to verify, clarify.
I'm not gonna wear it after this.
No, we're all weirdos, which is one thing that we all have in common.
We're goofy goobers.
Goofy goobers. We're all goofy goobers.
We're a goofy goober. Yeah. We're a goofy goober.
No, yeah, I think I like math and space and stuff, so I guess I'm like the nerd.
That's Corbone.
Yeah, I think like we all like.
I mean, like. I think I'm like the Spice Girl of the group.
That's Spice.
Well, Zach's the Spice Girl.
We're all weirdos and have the kind of same sense of humor. And
it's a really
we're really
weird
good
sense
friends.
Of humor.
But then we also have little things that you know, individual.
Yeah, like Jonah is like the book reader.
The book reader.
Tell me that doesn't describe a person. Like, if they read books, you know them.
What's the latest book you've read?
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, not a surprise.
God.
At all.
He answered that before you finished.
It's like, oh,
I play the kazoo, so that's kind of my
he's the kazooist.
That's my standard. outest.
I'm really good with the fork and spoon.
Okay. Which one of you is the one who is always late?
Zach.
Okay. I just like this morning. Zach was late and he had all his bags to pack up. And he's like, "Jack, wait for me." I'm like, "I'm not waiting for you. I'm not gonna be late with you." He's like, "Bro, wait for me. I'll pay you $20." I'm like, waiting for you.
Now we know.
It's actually unbelievable how consistently last he comes down to the lobby or like to the bus.
Like
it's
like or just every into a time. Room. Mathematically, it doesn't make sense.
It's the probability it shouldn't Guys. Be that.
But logistically,
I think his brain is just trained that way now. Like we won't even be doing like a work thing. We'll just be like walking into a random room like at a friend's house or something, and he'll still walk in.
I will walk out last. It's just how it is. How my world works.
if he's proper late, do you make him like pay or sing or
We should pants him.
Every we're time all be rich now.
Every time he's late, we get to pants him without him knowing.
No.
I don't know if
because he
that.
Wouldn't say that.
Every time he's late, he gets five wedges.
So your latest single, Trust Fund Baby, was released in the beginning of the year.
Yes.
And it's a great track, by the way.
Thank you.
What was your reaction like when you heard that you get to record a song written by Ed Sheeran?
I was like, what? No, dude, no way!
I mean, honestly, it was a celebration for sure.
So we met Ed last summer at the VMAs, and we're like, we're like walking onto the red carpet, and all of a sudden he like walks up. He's like, "Hello, lads, how are you?" And like, "No way, this is Ed Sheeran." Like,
what?
That's
when that. Yeah,
that's a very good British accent.
Thanks.
Hello, lads.
And it was just like this moment of like, "Holy crap, Ed Sheeran knows who we are," and he was saying like he likes what we're doing and all this stuff. And then
we said we like his beard.
Yeah,
and his
you know,
music.
He's just a sexy man. So, like,
and
like
his legs.
A month after that, the head of our label comes to us and he's like, "Yo, Ed has this song for you," and we're like, "What?" And
like,
then he plays
what?
It, and he plays it, and then like no we way. Like the song so much, so no. of course
you can't say no to Ed Sheeran.
You can't say no to
no.
good stuff.
Or you'd be.
But we do
jerk.
Like the message behind it, and we yeah. made sure that it was us. So.
And we put Obviously. Our little spin on it. You know, mm-hmm. it was fun.
You make really cool music videos as well for your singles.
Oh, just wait. Where did you get
the idea for example, Trust Fund Baby's music video?
So this guy Jason. He's done a few of Ed's videos. He did what Perfect
Shape of You.
Dopest dude, such a chill guy. And he reached out to us about doing a video, and he came over and we played ping pong for like 3 hours.
And that's where
and
we got the concept.
The video came out of ping pong.
Yeah,
it did.
So we were kind of all just talking about life, and it all came back to high school because everyone can relate to high school. And then we were like, well, that's the video.
Yep, and high like school. Kind of what we all were into in high yeah. school. Like I played baseball. You know, Corbin likes robots and stuff.
And then yeah. Jason's mastermind brain just made
he was
it
like,
awesome.
And he did it.
Yeah.
So you're what happened. You're touring a lot at the moment. Do you still have time to record new music?
Always.
Yeah. You know, you just set up that dude in the back of the bus. You feel
no.
What do you say?
I don't know. If
Translation: You set a studio in the back of the bus. You feel me? That's what that was.
You got it.
That's what that I translate him sometimes.
Thank you. So you're starting your European tour now in Finland. What are the European fans gonna experience on this tour?
They're gonna experience some music.
Five of us singing.
Oh,
all five of us.
All five of you.
Yeah, we'll all sing.
Yeah. And hopefully a good time.
A very great time.
There will be a banjo solo.
No, there won't.
No.
Imagine Daniel just comes out like,
I could do it. And we should do that next time. Sorry.
Why don't we thank you so much?
Thank you.
Thank
Why
you
don't we stop
us.
This interview?
Kito.
Kito.
Ilta, Kareisen Jani. Tärkeimmät hitit kuuluu sulle.